A decision to replace stamp duty on property transactions with a broad-based land tax would increase the supply of housing in New South Wales and make home ownership more affordable, according to a senior researcher at the University of Sydney Business School. The single most important impact would be on house prices, which would benefit many people currently locked out of the market. And this is according to Dr. Jamie Alcock, who we have this afternoon to discuss about all these changes. Good afternoon, Dr. Alcock.
Good afternoon, Louis. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much. Thank you for finding time to join us on this. Firstly, I'd like to find out the basic difference between a stamp duty and a land tax for the benefit of our listeners.
Sure. Well, I mean, most people who have purchased a house will be familiar with the stamp duty, which is a tax on the transactions. The title of the property is transferred from one person to another. The government imposes a duty on that, a tax, which is usually set at a percentage of the market value. That differs from state to state, but in New South Wales, for example, on a median house price in Sydney, you're looking at around $45,000 to $50,000 as a one-off impost on the transaction. Whereas a land tax, there's many different forms that it could take, but the one that most people think of is an annual levy made on homeowners, both owner-occupiers and investors, based on the market value of their land. A little bit like council rates, but obviously a larger fee, and that's going to either the state or federal governments. So that's the basic idea.
So you're proposing to eliminate the stamp duty and simply impose a land tax?
A lot of people have suggested this, and I'm very much in favour of this. The basic idea is, if you think about a tax on transactions, well, any time we have to pay tax, normally we try and avoid that tax. So when there's a tax on transactions, people naturally avoid transacting. So if they get a better job in a different city or a different part of the city they're living in, they may be less inclined to take it because of this extra tax that they're going to be burdened with when they move house. Similarly, a retiree, empty nesters who no longer need a five-bedroom house are going to be reluctant to downsize simply because in doing so there's such a huge transaction cost. Whereas with a land tax, that's an annual event. For those that are simply looking to move for better job opportunities, it won't make any difference to them. So they will be less reluctant to move. So they'll be more likely to sell their house to take advantage of new opportunities, increasing the supply of housing in high demand areas. And same thing with empty nesters. If they are looking at having a high tax to pay each year for a house that they no longer need, but they can reduce that tax by downsizing into a house that better suits their needs, and that allows for more efficient utilization of housing, and it also allows for, again, increasing the supply of housing from people that no longer need their larger houses.
Obviously, this will affect the revenue of the state where these houses are.
Yes, absolutely. And it will need a careful transition period. Obviously, the revenue to the various states will be altered. It does need a careful transition period, simply because, you know, there's going to be house prices will be affected. That's likely to affect the banking industry. It's also likely to affect people's retirement plans. There will need careful thought process in the transition period. But in the long run, the revenue that the government makes from the land tax should be equal to, or could even be greater than that derived from stamp duty, more stable and predictable manner, so we don't get these ridiculous jumps in state duty, estate revenues, and at the same time, giving people more affordable housing and better incentivizing their behavior to improve their life outcomes.
Right. From what I gather, what this plan will do effectively and immediately is to reduce the prices of houses to the value of the stamp duty.
Certainly the house prices will likely reduce.
Yes.
But there will be two competing factors. One is elimination of stamp duty. First home buyers will have a much greater deposit that they can put towards a house.
Yeah.
So that will have an upward pressure on house prices. And at the same time, there'll be an increased supply because people are moving out of homes they no longer need. I couldn't put a precise number on it at the moment. It may well have a negligible effect in the short term, but in the long term, it certainly will have a beneficial effect for most people.
We're speaking with Dr. Jamie Alcock, a researcher at the University of Sydney Business School. We'd like to thank you, Dr. Alcock, for your time, and I'm sure a lot of people have benefited from this information. Our best wishes that your plan becomes successful.
Thanks so much, Louis. Pleasure.
Okay, thank you.